back to the Paul Gallant Show, coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Will Smith being a big deal in the rap world is still very funny to me.
The funniest part is like the songs like this, where he explains the plot of the movie in the song that's at the end of the movie.
Hey, did you see the movie earlier? There was a man who was in a cockroach suit. Actually, he was inside a man suit. I don't know what I'm talking about right now. I don't wear in my raps. That's not cool. It's not good for the kids who watch Men in Black 2. Yo, you a hoe. Right?
Well, that's a little too spicy.
That's
for
too spicy.
I got to hang out with Tommy Lee Jones a bunch.
So the Astros are a game back of the Rangers in the AL West, but does anything matter, like, if there's malevolent, non-human intelligence just killing us? I don't know. I feel like this is the crossroads for the Paul Gallant Show. Like, it's the first day of Texans training camp, and the Astros are on the heels of an awesome win that I actually watched in person. What else is going on in my life? Like, I'm busy fighting with insurance company that rhymes with State Farm over the absolute joke of an offer they're giving for my totaled car. After the game, my long-distance situationship, she called me to break up with me. Like, there's a lot going on, but none of it matters. Nothing matters now. Nothing has ever mattered because we might not be alone. And apparently the U.S. government has been hiding it from us for decades. And, I mean, for all I know, right now as I do this show, non-human intelligence could transport through an interdimensional portal and just, as a lot of Twitchers are suggesting, probe me, which I would happily acquiesce to. And I'm not thinking about the probing, guys. I'm just thinking, like, does any of this matter? Huh? Do sports matter anymore?
How many reps with the ones did CJ Stroud get? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
There's
matter.
There's malevolent aliens out there.
There's malevolent aliens. Texans training camp. Like, yeah, 6'10 wants to distract you. They want to distract you. So does the Astros flagship. They want to distract you from the real things that matter. Okay? We are here to talk about... Well, we don't actually have the evidence in front of us, and we're just reading from a transcript of the testimonies this morning. But if you're just tuning in, this morning, David Grush, a former intelligence officer in the U.S. Air Force, David Fravor, a retired U.S. Navy commander, and Ryan Graves, a former Navy pilot, were under oath testifying to Congress this morning. And the Inspector General of the intelligence community believes that these claims that they are making about non-human intelligence are real. So it's like, yeah, Martin Maldonado, he had a home run last night. And he's the catcher of the present because he does magical things. But who cares? NHI.
Is there a catcher of the future?
No, there's no future, Sean. You're right. Thank you. A great point. Will Jose Altuve or Yordan Alvarez ever play again? We don't know because the aliens might just kill us all. Listen, if you watch the movie Independence Day.
I did.
Okay, so New York, L.A., D.C., they're off the grid first.
By the aliens.
Right. They get killed by the aliens. Who died next? Do you remember?
I know because it was the U.S. government sent a nuke to try to kill one of the alien ships hovering above Houston, Texas.
Yes!
And guess what? The nuke just went off on Houston, Texas and did not affect the aliens whatsoever.
Not at all. It was a bad job by the government.
Yes.
But that's the fictional movie. Look. We're what? Like the third biggest city in the United States? Fourth biggest city in the United States? They're coming here pretty quick, okay? If they exist.
Paul Gallant is throwing mass hysteria into the streets. Like all of a sudden there's cars like crashing against the side of the road. What? We're under attack? Oh, no!
Listen, I'm just bringing up
imagine
what's
if
going
had a bigger
on in my
platform.
Head. I know, right? Imagine if people actually listen to the radio still. No, I'm just kidding on that front. There's a lot of people.
If you can hear us, you're listening to the radio right now.
That's
thanks.
True. That's true. And like we're providing a public service, just telling you.
A public service? That's what you're calling this, a public service?
713 text. This sort of reaction is exactly why the truth is hidden from us.
I do agree with that. I do agree with that. Why aren't people making a big deal out of this? Because of this. Because of this situation right now.
From the 832, I think it's more believable that was not Martin Maldonado, but an alien who took his body for one game and helped the Astros win. Well, okay. You know what? Maybe these NHI aren't so bad. Maybe they're not so bad if that's the case. Yeah.
Can an NHI scoop up Jeremy Pena?
You know what? I mean, JP France, all of a sudden, he's pitching great. Is this a human being?
If you watch the movie, I like all of our references for...
Are just Men in Black and Independence
yes,
Day.
Yes, movies from the mid-90s, but all the weird-looking people... Turned out they're all aliens in the movie Men in Black, canonically. They're all, if you see a weird looking person, they are an alien, according to that Will Smith vehicle.
Yes. Yes.
Doesn't JP France kind of have a weird look to him?
He does. He does.
The mustache, the glasses. Why is he hiding his face so much? Why is he trying to throw us off so much?
713-780-3776 to call in and to text in. What Houston athletes might actually be NHI, non-human intelligence, because for whatever reason at this testimony, they're not calling them aliens. They're not calling them extraterrestrial beings. They're calling them NHI, which is confusing as hell and makes me wonder what they are because they've said they found dead NHI and these NHI are supposedly malevolent and have killed humans and harmed them.
Have they harmed them after they're dead?
Probably.
Like in the movie,
well, maybe a little necrophilia
Day.
Going on. Oh,
like in the movie Independence Day.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously,
not all the harming has been probing, Paul.
Yeah, that's true.
There's been actual fatalities.
Yeah, there were a couple,
and not fatalities due to probing.
Mm-hmm. Poor Marine suggests twitch.tv/ESPN97.5. Mauricio Dubon. Why was he off to such a great start? NHI. I don't know. I'm just asking the question.
You're just asking questions.
But see, this is the best way that you could get away with potentially, like, this is how we're going to make sure that Gal Media doesn't get sued for causing mass panic and hysteria. We're going to say, like, we're just asking the question. Should I panic? Should I go to the nearest grocery store and buy up all the toilet paper? Which, for whatever reason, is the first thing that people go.
Well, yeah, you should definitely do that.
Why is toilet paper always the first thing to go?
It's also the...
Use your hands. I'm just kidding. Use a towel. Use paper towels. Use tissues. Toilet paper is always the first
magazines.
Thing that goes.
Like,
you have probably things around the house that you could use. It would be a little gross. I get it. But
you have paper. You have. That's all that matters is that it's paper.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, how much are you...
It's also
something...
How much
are you going to be going twosies?
That it's also like you already buy when you go to the grocery store to buy toilet paper, you're already getting like 12 at a time. Like you're already right. getting so much toilet paper at once, like on a normal,
it's
you know,
strange.
When you're not panicking.
Right. And listen, we're not telling you to panic because of the NHI that are malevolent and apparently are killing people based off of congressional testimony today.
And they can activate and deactivate nukes whenever they want.
We're not
telling you to panic about
this. No, we're not. We're just... asking the questions if we should panic about it. From the 281, how long until an attorney suggests his client is innocent because of non-human intelligence? Ooh, yeah. It was the NHI that took over his body. Like with Martin Maldonado last night and with Mauricio Dubon the first couple months of the year.
Like at MLB HQ when they overturned the call at the plate.
Oh, yeah. What did Maldonado do? Was that mind control? Because it... Listen, I was there, and I know you guys watched the replay. That guy was clearly safe. And, yeah, part of that's me just saying that from about, like, 40 rows up, and because also they never show replays at ballparks, any ballpark in Major League Baseball. They never show the replays on the Jumbotron, so you never have any idea about what the hell's going on out there. But I saw it. That guy was definitely safe. I think it's hilarious that he got called out, but How did Maldonado pull that off? Mind control.
The
obviously.
Call is overturned.
Peace, no peace. Some more text. The aliens are helping Houston because we have communicated with them the most through NASA and made friends. That texter is from the 832, and that texter is a hippie.
I was going to say, that is a very, that's not even glass half full. That's a glass, like, overflowing full view on how an alien, or non-human intelligence would view the only, I don't know, thing that has space exploration yes. on a planet. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm sure that's not the first thing we take out.
You guys think I want to get probed? Let's talk to that texter, okay? And on top of that, like, Can we again read what I just read to you? Like, do you need to read it? They are malevolent non-human intelligence. Malevolent! They are messing around with our nukes for bleeps and giggles. Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. How will the Texans plan for NHI at training camp? Has any questions been asked about NHI at training camp? We'll have the latest for you next. First, though, I have to tell you about my friends at Circa. And I know what you're thinking right now. Paul, you've essentially said that, like, nothing matters and that, like, we're in trouble because there's malevolent, non-human intelligence. But look, there's actually a perk here. Why not go to Las Vegas? Right? You may as well do it. What are you waiting for? Hell, while you're there, because who knows what's going to happen, why not enter the Circa Million competition with $6 million in guaranteed prizes and $1,000 an entry? You can make a maximum of 5 entries, pick 5 games against the spread every single week. The winner takes home $1 million. The entry that does the worst wins $100,000. Or maybe you join the Survivor Contest, $1,000 entry, $8 million guaranteed to the winner. It's at the Circa Resort and Casino, which is also the best place in Las Vegas. If you like sports, whether it's their sports book with stadium seating and all the TVs you can handle, it's an amazing watch on a college football Saturday morning. Sean and I can attest to that. Or if it's at the pool with all the TVs that they have out there, Circa Resort and Casino is your number one destination in Vegas. And join those two fun challenges while you still have time to.
You found ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I can feel it.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums, getting all swollen with a light blue hue to them. Fresh and juicy, ready for the picking.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios and your favorite 10 to noon sports talk host, Paul Gallant. Give him hell, Paulie.
Oh, are we back, Sean? Are we back? I was just on our HRNP website, and I know a lot of people have been criticizing me for having a Charlie Polillo-esque amount of vacation days, but I just filled out a request, and it says that I've requested indefinite days off, and then it asks for a reason. You know, there's
there's the little details. Yeah,
there's personal days. There's sick days,
and then other,
right? And I wrote
fill in the blank
NHI.
Oh, okay,
because there's no point to anything anymore.
They're going to see that and be like, is that a new STD that's out there or something?
That might be a little bit believable.
NHI.
Might be a little bit believable. We got a couple of comments here on the texts because we were asking about athletes that potentially could be NHI texters. Come on. We knew about Sam Cassell years ago. That's just mean.
Although, if you're taking Men in Black at face value, the same way Michael Jackson was a alien.
Dennis Rodman was, too.
Hiding in plain sight.
Makes sense.
Not crazy.
I feel like, though, Giannis Antetokounmpo, that's more realistic.
Yeah, but he's not malevolent.
That's true. He's nice.
You know who's malevolent?
Who's that?
He's a former Houston athlete.
James Harden?
Deshaun Watson.
Oh. Well.
Although the probing...
Tread lightly here.
Okay, I will.
This might be the one.
I'll let you fill in the.
No, I'm not. I'm not, and I know.
No,
Twitch,
I'll let.
Don't. You, no, even
the
you
greater
say,
you, the you, listener, fill in the blanks.
Sean, even you saying fill in, I know exactly what the Twitch is going to do right now. It's just going to be popular with like, hey, you know what?
Stick
Deshaun,
whatever
like
you want
to,
in there.
Stop. NHI guys, like what? Sports don't matter. I can't believe that no one's asked the Houston Texans about NHI. You'd get a more interesting answer about NHI than you would from Nick Caserio about literally anything. Like, I think if you ask Nick Caserio about aliens, I feel like he would give you a good answer. And by the way...
He just starts sweating.
By the way, you mentioned sweating. Nick Caserio clearly doesn't sweat, seeing as he wears a vest in Houston when it's 100 degrees. Steven Nelson might think he's a clown freak, but is it possible that Nick Caserio, who has not aged a day in like 20 years, is it possible that he is NHI? And I don't know if he's malevolent or not. I don't know. We don't know. We don't know what this roster is going to be like in a couple of years.
Yeah. It is. I'll definitely say possible. It is definitely possible that he's an NHI. The apparent weird resistance to heat. Or whatever he's got going on that, like you said, makes him a clown freak in the eyes of Steven Nelson.
He's from the deep voids of space.
Yeah,
so,
alien
like,
freak.
Right. Like, to him, you know, you would think this would be too hot. But no, he clearly is not susceptible to temperature.
Or is, like, his, you know, human suit. Like the
human suit, like in Men in Black.
the heating component is off to it. So he's really cold. Like, the AC's running too much on it.
Arian Foster fell off because he stopped. I can't read that.
I already know. He fell off when he stopped believing in God.
No.
Oh,
no,
I thought you were going to say when he became an atheist, that's when he fell off.
And well, you, I get why now.
And you believing in NHI, or you having your eyes open to NHI, that's when you fall off.
Oh, that's so true. I mean, yeah, look, man, I don't think
you could do the show again.
Should I just go home? Like, again, I put in this HRNP request to take more days off. Was a text, Corey says, I wish someone would have asked Mike Leach about aliens. That would have been a great answer. I don't know. I feel like that would be one of the ones where Mike Leach would say he doesn't believe in aliens. Because I feel like he liked to zag a lot.
Yeah, he did like to zag. Yeah, he'd be like, all of human history, no one's seen one? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, I think Italy found him. That's what's also crazy.
He wasn't alive for the disclosure.
Oh, that's, you know what, that's fair. From the 936, a noted friend of the Croatian people, Paul Gallant, mysteriously disappeared after questioning various athletes of being NHI. That's from Eric the Driver. Yeah, I probably shouldn't walk home today. I'd be easily picked up by one of those interdimensional beings, especially on Westheimer. Because, I mean, my God, there's a lot of interdimensional beings driving on Westheimer.
I was going to say.
Christ. Like the guy who was on drugs who, like, plowed into the back of my car, then fled on foot from a Chili's. Like that man, he escaped the cops while on drugs. How did he do that? Clearly NHI.
NHI. There's probably a lot of NHI around Westheimer. Just judging by the driving. I doubt that these people have been on Earth very long.
Oh my God. Yeah, seriously.
They don't seem to have the physics of Earth fully mapped out.
925, a texter says, I'm heading to Costco to buy all the tin foil. Well, the tin foil isn't going to protect you. The tin foil hat. No, you're thinking of the movie Signs, where the aliens, who are like legitimately big wastes of space, the aliens are allergic to water in Signs, and they flew to a planet that's like three quarters, two thirds water. Nice job, bozos. you would think that they might have thought that one through.
Hey, listen, not all they're not sending their best when it comes to NHI.
Doesn't
you know,
seem like
it's
it.
Not. It's not. They're all not going to be valedictorians from the NHI school. I don't know. I don't know what their system is.
King of all Twitches comments, the guy that hit Pauly, alien with no insurance. We're talking about non-human intelligence. We're not talking about aliens of the United States of America, right? We're not singing about, we're like that song by Sting, I'm an alien, I'm a legal alien, I'm an Englishman in New York. You heard that song before? Banger.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, so there you go, guys. There you go.
I thought you were going to talk about the Try That in a Small Town song.
Should the Texans be working out NHI, guys?
Open tryout?
Open tryout. Well, listen.
You see an NHI holding a cardboard sign outside of training camp.
Give me a shot.
4.340. Max rep.
Gravity doesn't affect me in any way, shape, or form. And the Texans are racist for not bringing me in. That would be great. That's the next step, where like NHI claim discrimination as they're malevolently killing humans.
Listen,
because they're being discovered.
We can't have the NHI running the asylum, all right, or running the prison. We can't have them. We can't.
Is Breland Speaks the USFL sack leader? Is he an NHI? He never got a chance in the NFL. All of a sudden, he's leading the USFL in sacks. And the Houston Texans, they did bring him in for a workout. Is that exciting, guys? Titus Howard, is he an NHI? Just got a big extension. Houston Texans offensive line. A lot of money invested in it.
Ingratiating himself with the with the community before... Oh, earns our trust before... He fires off all the nukes or whatever,
right,
whatever he does.
Right, like he's protecting C.J. Stroud and therefore, you know, the football in Houston. Kyle Tucker, did the Astros fight over the $2.5 million because they ran over some medicals with their awful medical staff and were like, wait, we just discovered 7 years later that Kyle Tucker is actually an alien.
They like, whatever, pricked his finger or something.
Yeah.
And, like, orange blood comes out, and they're like, what the?
There's something I need to talk about with Kyle Tucker that I saw at last night's Astros game. The Astros, by the way, just a game back at the Texas Rangers, but it doesn't matter because there's aliens and everything's bad and we're all going to die. Paul Gallant Show, stick around.
ESPN 97.5.com. Take his pork chop.
I don't want his pork chop. I want his life.
Back to the Paul Gallant Show. Take the red pill with Paul and see just how far this rabbit hole goes. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Everybody drinking liquor, tears in everybody's eyes. You don't want to know why? Because we got NHIs. They gonna kill us all. That wasn't very good. Sounded better in my head.
I mean, you rhymed it. Anytime you can rhyme eyes with eyes, you got to do it.
Yeah. Rhyming tears in everybody's eyes. We about to die from NHIs. Boom. There we go. Nailed it. I'm not white at all. Hey, it is a big day in Houston sports. The Astros are just a game back of the Texas Rangers after yesterday's 4-3 victory. And Texans began training camp today, and we're starting to see some observations from camp pour in. But as I've said multiple times, nothing matters anymore, because at a congressional testimony earlier today, supposedly the most bipartisan meeting that we have had involving Congress people in a very, very, very long time, we saw that, well, guys, that the UFOs, that we've been seeing all over the place might actually be real, per a former naval intelligence officer, a retired U.S. Navy commander, a former Navy pilot. It's all deemed credible by the Inspector General of the intelligence community. Humans have been hurt and possibly killed studying UAP, and some of the NHI that have been found inside recovered spacecraft are malevolent. They have killed and harmed humans. Guys, this is very a bit of a downer. Pinche comments, twitch.tv/ESPN975. I'm late for the alien-looking players conversation, but did anyone mention Jose Abreu looks like a Klingon? Again, that's mean, and I don't see that. I don't see that. Because the Klingons got like a lot going on in the middle of their face. And they're a little hairy. And I also don't think that they like to go three buttons down. Is Chaz McCormick an NHI? I don't know. He's been playing out of his mind of late. Is Kyle Tucker an NHI? We discussed this earlier. The Astros need to give Kyle Tucker an extension if they still can. And I'm curious to see what Dana Brown's going to do at the trade deadline and to know whether or not this is something that they even do in the middle of a season. Maybe it is something that they would consider doing with someone like Kyle Tucker, giving him a much better offer that also sort of makes up for the fact that they were fighting over $2.5 million. We'll see on that front. But I want to talk about something I saw last night at the ballpark, and this wasn't the home run. This wasn't an NHI that appeared in the middle of center field. This is Kyle Tucker's profile picture. So if you go to the games, every single player, when they go up to bat, there's like a massive picture of them on the scoreboard. And I couldn't help but notice that Kyle Tucker's profile picture is him holding a baseball bat. But it's the placement of the baseball bat that might be one of the greatest either unintentional or intentional troll jobs we've seen in a very long time. He looks like he is holding his stuff. Like the picture is him holding the bat, and it looks like he's ready to go, if you will. And I know a lot of people are going to text in right now, like, Paul, of course, that would be the first thought that crossed your mind. But no, I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking to myself, like, how do I, now that I'm newly single as of last night, how do I bring that kind of riz to my own dating profile? How do I do it? Like, what am I going to use? And I hate to admit it, even on this day where I found out that nothing matters because there's malevolent NHI that are killing humans. If you don't know what NHI is, it's the word that they are using for extraterrestrial / aliens. It means non-human intelligence. They might be coming through dimensions to mess with us, arm our nukes randomly, yada, yada, yada. But I've spent a lot of time this morning on every single dating app because I downloaded them all again. I downloaded them all again, and I want to find a profile picture that'll be like what Kyle Tucker has. But, like, I don't want to... Well, Sean's shaking his head. I don't want to have one that's me, like, just straight up in the nude holding my stuff. But
You don't want that.
But I do want something to, like, give off that kind of impression, you know, like something super.
Are you trying to think of masculine. Other things you can hold and that make you seem super masculine?
Yes. Should I hold a hammer instead?
I was thinking like how they pose with like guns, where it's like a bit like right there, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I like that.
Like a 12-gauge shotgun.
Well, I've been thinking. So some of the things I could do, Sean, I could hold a gun or something like that. There are a couple pictures of me holding a gun. I could get a picture of me holding a fish. The ladies love that.
That's a hit. That's always a hit.
The ladies love that one, guys. If you have a dating profile, like that's the one they're looking for, is the one with you and the fish. And if you don't have it, sorry, you don't have the riz. Yeah,
just go to the pet store spend 99 cents on a betta fish and just hold it up.
Could me photoshopping myself into any of the pictures that come out from the NHI congressional testimony today, could that be used to attract myself a mate? As my mother has brought up before, I'm running out of options. I'm also running out of time because nothing matters anymore.
Although, depends how malevolent these NHI are.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe me being a little too glass half full. Maybe the dating pool just exploded. Now there's so many more options. Ooh. With all the NHIs.
That's true. And I mean, look, I ain't too ashamed.
No.
The world's about to end. You may as well have an interdimensional sex experience before you croak when they kill us all.
Yeah, for science.
Right.
It'd be a fact-finding mission.
Facts. That's it. Strictly facts. Finding love in a hopeless place, which is the Earth after the NHIs have been brought out into the open. And I know a lot of you are like, how is this show ever going to be the same? It's not. It's not. Are we ever going to talk about sports again? I know a lot of people are texting, I tuned in to ESPN. Here's a thought.
Sorry, we're talking about something important for a change.
Sorry, you want us to stick to sport?
Hey, by the way, Jose Urquidy tosses a 4 shutout innings and 3rd rehab start.
Great.
We'll see when he comes up.
Great.
There we go. There's sports.
Guess what? That rehab assignment, it might be all for naught. It might be all for naught. A couple of texts. 832, why are we assuming NHI are all intelligent? Because they are literally arming our nukes for sport. They're not launching them. They're like, aha, look at them.
They have dead pilots.
Seriously.
Like dead NHI pilots.
Seriously.
Intelligence is right in the name.
Some more texts here from the 832. I'm really trying to understand why this sounds like a taboo subject to you. Are we really believing that we were the only intelligent beings in the universe? Shut up! Yes! I'm an American, okay? I'm an American, and of course I assume that I'm the only intelligent life on this planet. If you got a problem with that, we'll put a boot in your ass.
It's the American way.
I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Like that, that is what we're about here. And yeah, this is shocking. This is very shocking. I believe whatever the government tells me. I always have. And now all of a sudden they're telling me, oh, by the way, we were misleading you when it comes to the alien stuff. What do I have to have faith in anymore? Other than the certainty, the faith that our world is soon coming to an end due to malevolent NHI. What am I going to do? You know what's a shame? Like, I can't read any of the Twitch comments on the radio. I literally can't read any of them.
All right, you know what? Let's talk some sports.
What else we got?
I'm just looking.
Any Texans training camp news?
Yeah, I'm looking for Texans training camp things. D'Amico Ryan says that he will call the defense this season.
Oh, okay. Well, who's going to call the counterattack against the NHI? Who are we going to hire?
I think that...
Like David Petraeus, is he still alive? That's a general that I think has generaled recently.
He's got some generaling experience.
Could you bring George Patton back from the dead?
Yeah. Do we have MacArthur frozen anywhere?
Yeah. Ulysses S. Grant? Would he be able to handle the complexities of New Age warfare? Would he also be able to handle being sober? I don't know.
This is a quote from... Nick Caserio via Cody Stutes, who knew on the Texans beat, Cody Stutes. Quote, I love going to the grocery store. And he loves the self-checkout aisle. It's Nick Caserio. Totally not an NHI hiding in plain sight. What do humans like? The grocery store? I like the grocery store.
I also like to use the self-checkout because it is more efficient. That way I get to run things through the register and then bag them myself because foolish humans, because the baggers are too inefficient with that.
Yes. Anyway, guys, for all I know, do the NHI being like put out in the open now, they might become all of a sudden a little bit, let's just say, abrasive. This might very well be the very last episode and the very last segment of the Paul Gallant Show next. So sit tight. We're in this together on this day that we discovered NHI. A little garbage time next.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Dude.
I'd be most worried about seeing my seminal vesicles.
Oh, like the Florida State seminal vesicles?
It's that time to resume our daily privilege of listening to the Paul Gallant Show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paulie G.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston, perhaps the final segment ever. I have been told that a couple of vans have rolled up on the Gal Media Studios. I have locked the door to this studio because, guys, I want to spend my last moments before I'm brought underground or to a CIA black site for torture. I want my last segment to be one where we all just cherish each other, the memories we made, the friends we made along the way. But we do have some updates from Houston Texans training camp. Davis Mills rotates in first during team drills. Well, you know what? Maybe it's not that bad if the NHI is here. Maybe we just, you know, do we really want to sit through another football season? Hell, do we want to sit through a Texans practice with Davis Mills under center? And I hate to be mean, but like, can we, you know what? Now I'm okay with them being here. I've come to acceptance over the course of the last hour. For those who don't know, essentially, three respected members of the United States military and the Navy and the Air Force testified today in front of Congress that the United States has been hiding from its people unidentified flying objects that have been discovered with the bodies of non-human intelligence inside. This non-human intelligence is malevolent in some cases. So, I mean, what matters? Houston Texans training camp or the possible end of the world? I don't know. I'm just asking the question. What else do we have? This is from Brooks Kerbina of the Houston Chronicle. Jimmy Ward, newest Houston Texans member of the secondary, the one with the most clout on the wall, the guy who fought DeAndre Hopkins, on Jalen Petrie. Pretty sure we're going to be a great duo. You sure about that?
Pretty sure.
That's too sure.
How can you be sure of anything?
Seriously, does anything matter anymore? What is life? Do I have to do my job anymore? I don't know.
Some would argue you haven't been.
Do I have to care about any of the responsibilities? No. I'm just a tiny little speck of dust that's clearly not the most intelligent life in the universe, and there's interdimensional beings here that are here to harm us, possibly. So, but you want me to talk about sports? You want me to talk about the greatness of Martin Maldonado, who hit a home run and had the physics and video-defying tag out after a terrible throw by Jeremy Peña home in last night's Astros 4-3 win over the Rangers. So now just a game back of Texas in the AL West.
I was scrolling through Twitter during the last break to see, you know, is there a massive sports story that we should be talking about that, you know, we can push all this existential threat of the aliens off to the side to talk about? And I open up my phone.
Oh, no.
I see the SportsCenter app or the SportsCenter account, and they posited the question, build your ideal dodgeball lineup with athletes who would play for Average Joe's or Globo Gym. So we're referencing a movie from 2003.
I mean, we've been referencing movies from 1996 and 1997.
But that was newsworthy because of the
topical
aliens. Yeah, it was the aliens. This is just like, this is what the sports world is right now on the first day of training camp.
Right.
It is talking about what athletes would be great in Vince Vaughn movies.
Big ESPN is trying to distract you from what little Houston ESPN has to say. And again, that's why I've locked the studio door, and we'll see what happens with these black fans that are on the parking lot. There were 4 or 5 minutes ago. Now there are 6, and I hope they don't have guns.
Are you wearing your hat so low to not only hope to hide your identity a little, but also hide the third eye that's wide open?
No, great question, Sean, but I'm not going to answer that. Existence might be garbage now that we know we're not alone, but time for a little garbage time. I'm only
happy when it's garbage. And then I start eating garbage.
If there's one guy up here who knows about total garbage,
garbage,
it's this guy. It's garbage time with Paul Gallant. Let's go.
Let's go.
Hey, remember Dennis Hernandez? That's Aaron Hernandez's brother. He threw a brick at ESPN. A couple of months ago, like he took an Uber there and he just threw a brick through a window. And the brick had a note written on it that said, "To all media outlets, it's about time you all real eyes," and he spelled it like you would spell real eyes, I-Y-E-S, "the effect media has on all family members. Since you're a worldwide leader, maybe you could lead how media and messages are delivered brick by brick." I do like the nice little finish at the end there. Clean it up. Well, he has allegedly plotted shootings on 2 New England college campuses, trying to carry on, it seems, the tradition of his brother. He was arrested Wednesday for the 4th time this year because of that. So, the Hernandez family. Yikes. That's really all I got to say about that.
Not great.
Not great.
Not good stuff.
Also not great. Basketball player, civil rights activist, LeBron James, who has had a lot of takes on the United States of America. He's also had some takes on China, which he feels he's unqualified to speak of. After Giannis Antetokounmpo made a joke about wanting to play and potentially, like, for the contract that Mbappe is getting, I guess, LeBron said that if they were to offer him enough money that he would go play in Saudi Arabia, like, lickety-split. Did I just say lickety-split? I did.
What's weird? Are you doing lickety-split or the fact that LeBron posted his tweet basically being like, "What? Saudi Arabia's playing what?" And then he had a Forrest Gump gif of him running.
Running straight to Saudi Arabia. LeBron James.
Forrest Gump. Would he run to Saudi Arabia? I think he would.
You know, at least that's him being honest for a change. Like, yeah, I would go to the money.
Instead 1 year, $700 million?
Instead of lying about reading books. Which is honestly a disservice to the kids. As we are entering the last minutes of the Paul Gallant Show.
Forever.
Probably forever. Have you heard about the Queen of Chaos? Her name is Rihanna Brock. She's an Eastern Kentucky sorority girl. She's been arrested 11 times, and I gotta say, she's pretty hot.
I was gonna say, I've seen her mugshot.
Which one?
One of them.
There's 11.
They all look good.
She has gone to jail for stalking, contempt of court, shoplifting, stealing a car, stealing firearms, evading police, terroristic threatening. But in a post she made last month with a friend of hers, she said, "We are both sober now and doing so good, and I just have to thank the Lord for that, because only God knows what we've been through, but we never let it break us." So good for the Queen of Chaos, Rihanna Brock. And also, I can change her. Yeah. I can save her. Like, the Lord has saved her, fine. But newly single from his long-distance situationship, Paul Gallant, I can fix you.
Yeah, no, the Lord was the Framber Valdez of saving her. The Lord took the first 8 innings. Yeah. You're Ryan Presley. You're going to come in, well, finish the job saving her.
Ryan Presley last night, I don't know.
Brian Abreu coming in.
I got to say.
Rafael Montero coming in.
No, not Rafael Montero. That's like essentially like a, you know, 2 seconds and up, it's over. All right. You're never talking to me again. Yeah, it's like Jason Biggs with Shannon Elizabeth in American Pie. Rafael Montero coming in for this one. While we're big horny, there is an AI-generated influencer named Mila Sophia. Gotta say, this AI-generated person looks extremely real and is also
ridiculously attractive. Her profile reads, I'm a 19-year-old virtual girl from Helsinki, Finland. I was made by AI. Check my other social media platforms. The comments that are responding to her posts on Twitter are some of the funniest things I've seen, because these guys all think that she is real. Like, amazing ass from Branko Dimitrovic.
Verified account.
A verified account.
Dimitrovic. So you know it's the real guy.
Justinus Johansson. Let's make love in the sunshine on one of Copenhagen's beautiful beaches. Right now, 30 degrees. The water, 24. Ready, beauty? No time to loose.
Rizgod.
Rizgod, indeed. Richard Madden tweeted, gorgeous arse. I'm guessing he's English. Mike Holscher tweeted, damn, your ass is nicer than gold. AK74 tweeted, sending you kisses, Mila. Again, this is an artificial intelligence image. Sergio Lucio Jr., cute butt, he tweeted.
Do you think that the NHI see this and they're like, do we even have to? Like, do we even have to end their world? Clearly, they're going to do it themselves.
Yeah, I think so.
They read these comments, they're like, God, what are we doing?
It's pretty sad, but it says pretty clearly in the profile, like, I am artificial intelligence. Like, no, no, I'm not a robot that you could use as a, you know what? this is not an episode of Rick and Morty. This is literally just artificial intelligence generated images of a fake 19-year-old girl from Helsinki, Finland. Keep it in your pants, people. And at the very least, if you're going to try to tweet one-liners, let's do a little bit better than let's go to Denmark and make love under the sun at 24 degrees Celsius.
Oh, no, that one's good. No, it's not. That's how you... Is Justinus Johansson... Is he also AI?
I think so.
And that's AI, how AI they think to flirt?
I don't know. But anyway, Sean, the door is being pounded upon, and it seems like this is it. Hold your loved ones close, and hopefully the NIH menace doesn't take you down. This has been Paul Gallant signing off. Paul Gallant Show. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So long, farewell. Killer Bees are up next. See ya.
I feel like I'm a goofy, swole guy.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Watch out for that foot bone.
I would like to rear up and jackknife my legs and kick you both in the jaw with my foot bone.